Welcome back to Facts and Stats. This episode was actually one requested. I was asked to speak on the Emi Odoku cheating on Nia Long situation. Now, usually y'all know I don't bring the sports stuff over, but since this is real life and the way they handled this was pretty poor in my opinion, I just want to speak my thoughts on it. So, first of all, the Boston Celtics suspended Emi Odoku for the entire basketball season, right? They don't want their employees messing it up together, which I can understand. But my question is, did they do the same for her? Because I'm fine with whatever they gave him. He should, it's wrong. It's against their policy. But why haven't we heard her consequences? So I did a little digging. But let me just say this. Let's finish Emi Odoku first. Him and Nia Long got kids together. They've been engaged for a while. Emi, you got one of the most beautiful women that we done had in our culture and forever. She's gorgeous. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors, so I won't speak on that. But as a father, as somebody who claiming that they want to marry this lady, you could have handled this situation so much better if you leave her. It ain't that hard. You ain't done bad papers. Leave her. You're sleeping around with somebody that you work with. Not only are you supposed to be the face of your family, but you got a son with Nia Long. What type of role model are you to him? Is this the image you want to give to him of his father, of a man? So, him being suspended, I'm fine with it. It is what it is. You should have did better. You know better, right? But my thing is, the way the media covered it, I think was a little unfair because he not the only person that has been cheating on their wives in private. But I think, personally, due to skin color, it was the way that he was outed, it got carried a little bit further. Because let's be honest, there's been plenty of athletes accused of cheating. It's been plenty of different scandals that has went on. But if I've never once seen when it was a player who wasn't of color, the media handled it very different. Very different. Was it in the media the same way? Then this came out around the time the Robert Sarver situation, the racist guy who owns the Phoenix Suns. Let's be honest. The whole Emi Odoku situation kind of took the forefront of a bigger issue. All right, it's a cheater working on the team. Half the players cheaters. Half the organizations got people working in that as cheaters, right? But can we say all of the owners are outwardly racist? Discriminate towards their staff? Not just of color, but women as well. But that's not what they was covering anymore. They was covering the Emi Odoku situation. And like I said, both is wrong. But now let's move on to who he cheated with, because we didn't get to hear much about her. So I did some digging. Her name is Kathleen. Kathleen Lynch. Now, Kathleen Lynch has been working for the Boston Celtics. She's married with three kids. Let's do a little more digging. Her job with the Celtics was to arrange travel, lodging, and game tickets for Celtics family members. Okay. She is a devout Mormon. Okay. She got the job because she went to college with former president of basketball operations of the Boston Celtics, Danny Ainge's daughter. Danny Ainge is no longer there, but he helped Kathleen get the job there. And you know who else had a job over there? The same person who told the Boston Celtics about Udoka and Kathleen. Kathleen's husband, Taylor Lynch. He also worked for Boston back in 2014. He don't know more. He worked as a consultant for the prestigious asset management firm called Mercer and has been there for the last 5 years. So, him and his wife used to work for the Boston Celtics. He's still a consultant with them. Don't work for him, but you know, he got ties to them. His wife's still there. He's the one who outed the whole situation. Why are we talking about more about her just as much as Udoka? Then let's take this into account. Emi Udoka is engaged, right? This woman took vows to her husband. She got 3 kids with her husband. She's just as wrong. But we not carrying it that way. Why? Two wrongs don't make it right, of course. But we can't sit here and say just because he holds a certain position and a title that he was the only one wrong. They both wrong. And the fact that the media didn't cover it that way is sickening. But I want to have more of a conversation with everybody about this. So I'm going to leave this here at just that. Y'all give me feedback and we could talk about this on the next episode.